T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stadium in Tampa is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Okay.
And they can't draw.
No. Like, if you watch those games, unless the Yankees are in town, no.
They have playoff teams that, and they draw 9,000 people.
Yeah.
And so ownership has been trying to get, you know, the local government to build them a new stadium. And they're just fighting over it, going back and forth, back and forth, mm-hmm. back and forth. So it was like, okay, well, maybe we'll just go play half our games in Montreal. And it looked like that was going to happen, but Major League Baseball has now said, no. You want to be in Tampa Bay, you're in Tampa Bay. You want to be in Montreal, be in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to play some games in Montreal and some games in Tampa. That's just goofy. And so they've nixed that. And now we'll see what happens with the Rays. They've got a contract with the stadium in Tampa until, I believe, 2027. So they're tied there for a few more years. But by then, if they don't get a new stadium, they will have to move.
I think it'd be cool if Montreal got a team back.
The Expos.
And it would be cool for the division, because Tampa is like the kind of odd team out as far as travel goes, because you got the Orioles, Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays. Everybody's kind of, you know, up there, and Tampa's way down here. Yeah.
The other option, or among the options, I shouldn't say the other option, among the other options is Nashville.
I could see it.
You could move the Tampa Bay Rays to Nashville, and we could have a Major League Baseball franchise in Nashville, which would be cool.
That'd be really cool. I'd go watch a bunch of Major League Baseball games in Nashville.
Yeah. Like, I'd love to have a – I mean, I would prefer to have a Major League Baseball team in Memphis.
Yeah.
But we're not going to have that. Hey, so Nashville's I'll take Nashville.
For sure. If they stay in the AL East, I'll go watch the Orioles play there a couple times a year.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, NL East, you have interleague play, and NL East teams play AL East teams.
Yep.
So you could get the Mets in Nashville. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the Rays were trying to split between two cities in two different countries. Major League Baseball today said, no, we're not going to let you do that. That's silly.
Story number 4.
Russell Westbrook got benched last night.
I saw this. Oh, dude. What a disaster.
It is a disaster.
It is
and
a
now
disaster.
It's like a next level disaster.
Yeah.
Because if you see the reporting, Dave McMenamin reported that they had been considering going away from him for weeks, the coaching staff had. But you have to balance that with, what is it going to do to Russell Westbrook if we bench him? Like, that's a problem. And you can't do it and then undo it. If you're going to do it, you got to be sure that's what you want to do. And in recent days, management, ownership went to the coaching staff, Frank Vogel, and said, hey, do whatever you got to do. It's up to you. We're not telling you got to play Russell Westbrook anymore if you don't want to. It's up to you. And so last night, with about 4 minutes to go, they were down, needed a run to get back into the game. They put him on the bench, went to Malik Monk. And Russell Westbrook left the court before the game was over, then left the arena before media availability, which left LeBron James there answering questions. And then LeBron popped off a little
bit. Oh, yeah, he was not happy about having to answer those questions.
People were like, so do you think Russ is happy about being benched in the final 4 minutes? And LeBron's like, do you think Russ is happy?
Oh, that's a tough spot.
He's like, what do you want me to say? He's like, you guys want me to S on my coach and S on Russ. I'm not here to do that. But it's a mess now. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens the next time the Lakers take the court. I imagine Russell Westbrook will be in the starting lineup, but nobody of his stature is going to be happy not closing games.
No.
He was brought there to be a part of a big three, and now he's not closing games because he can't make a shot, because he can't guard anybody. That was apparently the breaking point last night in the scouting report. It was very clear, this is the way we're going to guard this player, and there was a late fourth quarter situation where Russ did the opposite, and that's when the coaching staff basically decided, get him out,
mm-hmm.
and we'll try to do this without him. And so now you got to navigate those emotions and feelings, and it's just not an easy thing to do. This Lakers thing, I guess I won't rule out them making a big deal and getting it fixed one way or another, but...
But what is the big deal?
Well, the big deal's got to involve Russ, and who's taking him?
That's the thing, man. I just don't know. Like, I mean, what have you seen? If you're a team that's like, okay, we can, you know, maybe he's the missing link, or it's a guy that we could, you know, not build around because he's such an old player, but he would work here. I just don't see any team in the league thinking that.
Well, when we talked to Matt Moore earlier in the week, he said when he talks to people who work in front offices, they're all like, oh, yeah, I think Russ could work somewhere else.
Not here.
And he's like, oh, so you would do a deal? Oh, no, we wouldn't do it. Not us.
No.
We can't do a deal for him, but somebody else could. But when you talk, everybody says, this is according to Matt Moore, everybody says Russ is worth something, but nobody wants him in their franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a problem for the LA Lakers. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Do you have knee pain? Stiff, swollen, achy knees? If so, it could be osteoarthritis. See if you qualify to take part in a clinical research study with the opportunity to try an investigational oral product for pain associated with osteoarthritis. To take part, you must be 18 to 64 years of age. Call CNS Healthcare at 901-843-1045 to schedule a no-cost assessment and learn more about an oral pain relief option available through this clinical research study. Compensation up to $550 may be provided to those who qualify. Call CNS Healthcare at 901-843-1045. That's 901-843-1045. Or visit cnshealthcare.com for more on this knee pain research study.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The new year means new great savings at Gossett Kia on the Pike. 10 years of worry-free driving. We Gossett with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Take your pick, 2022 Kia Forte LXS or 2022 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Forte, $27.99 due at signing. Sportage, $34.99 due at signing. Let your adventures begin with 2022 Kia Sorento, $359 a month, $34.99 do it signing. All 36-month leases. Come see Bobby J. He's ready to put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia. 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7. KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases. 650 acquisition fee. 30,000 miles per year. 20 cents excess mileage. Sportage. N702-7277. MSRP 25460. Forte 8044-2833. MSRP 21980. Sorento. NGO 990119. MSRP 35340. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Must finance through KMF. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 2/3/2022. Dealer stock only.
You don't have to spend a lot to get the best in shutters and blinds. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that all you have to do is call Affordable Blinds, which has tons of options to choose from for the perfect fit for every window in your home. They have high-end options without high-end costs. Most of the products, they aren't just American-made. They're actually Memphis-made. And when you order, you don't have to wait months. Affordable Blinds has the fastest turnaround time in the Memphis area. They have plantation shutters, blinds, all types of shades with motorized options are available, and financing is available, too. You can reach Affordable Blinds at 901-753-5822. Learn more at affordableblindsofmemphis.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Hawkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
So it's now official from Jason Munns via the radio pregame broadcast. Alex Lomax will be in uniform and available to play tonight. DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolly will not. So if the Tigers are to handle SMU inside FedEx Forum in a couple of hours, tip-off's less than an hour away now, they're going to have to do it without two of their top players. Jeff Hawkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Hawkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Hawkins, how are you?
Well, I feel bad for him. You know, I'm down here, and DeAndre Williams is in sweats, and it's, it's possible to be critical of the vaccination stuff and the early on in the season, the rotations and the late game execution that caused them losses, a loss to East Carolina and a loss to Tulane and all of that. And yet also say, my God, this is too bad. That let's be honest. Their best, most effective player is DeAndre Williams. He has been their best player. He was, honestly, at the end of last year when they were good. He has been this year. And, then their first team all conference player is Landers Nolly. And so to have to do, to try to make up the ground that they now have to make up without those two guys, I just think it's too bad.
It is. As we've talked about countless times, you enter the season with such optimism, which I think was rooted in a real place. You know, they had, key pieces from last season's team that, sure, didn't make the NCAA tournament, but was playing really well at the end of the season. Kelvin Sampson has said that, we won 4 games at Houston to go to the Final Four, and none of those games were as hard as the Memphis games that we played last season. And that's how well Memphis was playing. You bring back some of the good pieces from that. You enroll literally the number one recruiting class in America. It's supposed to lead to good things. And it's just been one bad thing on the court and off the court really since about the 6th game on. I guess, it got off to a decent enough start. They were undefeated at one point, 5-0 heading into that game against Iowa State. But, man, how about this? Since they beat Virginia Tech on November 24th, they are 4-7 with multiple lost games because of contact tracing, because you entered the season with too many unvaccinated players. You've had an assistant coach just disappear, and then we find out he's no longer an assistant coach because of his vaccination status. You've had weird injuries pop up. So weird that one of the injured players' fathers is quoted in the local newspaper questioning whether his son's injury is legitimate. Like, it's just been a wild, wild few months. Like I said earlier in the show, we talk about this basketball team, but almost never talk about basketball because it's always just other stuff going on.
Right. Yeah, and some of them, obviously, a lot of those things that we've talked about are their own fault, right? There's no question. Losing the game against Tennessee, their own fault. Losing to Tulane, losing to ECU, losing to Georgia, dialing up the last play for ALO. Like, a lot of that stuff is their own fault. Tonight, who knows, they can win this game, obviously. But this doesn't feel like that, And now, of course, if you hadn't done the things that were your own fault, you wouldn't have the hole that you've dug now that bad luck is striking you with these injuries. This just seems like bad luck. I often recall you've told me, that when a coach fails for one reason or another, there's always a story. Like, there's always a reason. Oh, well, the thing was, we were about to have these three players come back and this happened or whatever else. Like, there's always, it's never just like, it didn't get it done, so I lost my job. And if this doesn't turn out, you know, Penny will have lots of stories that he could tell. And some of them will be right. Like, you know, DeAndre, best player, got hurt. Landers, you know, first team all-conference player, gets hurt. You know, all of this after, you know, the previous season, the NCAA, you know, didn't let us have DeAndre, you know, till after we'd already done real damage to our resume. And then before that, there was the Wiseman stuff. Before that, I just had a team of, you know, players that was Tubby's players. Like, there's always going to be a story in terms of why they haven't gotten done what they intended to get done. But in the end, you stack it up, and the bottom line is the bottom line. Now, hopefully they can change the bottom line this year. But that's where we are.
Yeah, like every fired coach I've ever had a long conversation with can explain to you with incredible detail exactly why what went wrong. And it's almost never because I didn't do the job well enough. It's, well, you have to understand, in year one, you know, this guy turned an ankle, and then we lost him for 4 weeks. And then in year two, we had two players become ineligible. It's just always, you know, my administration wouldn't allow me to, you know, enroll this prospect. Like, I remember when Tony Barbie got fired from Auburn. Literally the next day, he just wanted to get out of Auburn. And so him and Smitty, you remember your friend Smitty, right?
I do remember my friend Smitty, yeah.
So Tony and Smitty came to Memphis. And, you know, one of them called me and was like, hey, let's meet for lunch. And so it was like me, Smitty, and Tony. And I just remember sitting with Tony, and, like, he was like, well, you have to understand, like, they wouldn't let me get this player in school, but then some other school took him, and now he's, you know, an all-conference player there. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. And if not for those things that were out of my control, I would have been fine. Every coach has a story like that. The only coach I can remember ever just saying, you know what, maybe I just wasn't good enough, was Pat Knight, Bob Knight's son. Like, when Pat got fired at Texas Tech, because Pat's hilarious. Yep. Pat is the opposite of Bob Knight. Pat Knight is hilarious, funny, like the most awesome guy to just hang out with. Pat, I remember talking to Pat Knight one time, and he said, you know, the truth is I probably should have never been a Big 12 head coach. I only got that job because of my dad. I probably should have never had it. Like, I should be the head coach at Lamar, not the head coach at Texas Tech. So, he's the only one I can remember saying that. Everybody else has a story, and you're right. If this ultimately doesn't go the way we all want it to go, Penny will have a lot of things to point to that create this story of disappointment and underachievement. But ultimately, you know, the bottom line is the bottom line. You know, it is a get-it-done business. It's, more specifically, it's a get-it-done multi-million-dollar business. And, you know, earlier in the season, a lot of it was self-inflicted. I'm with you. You know, when it's a DeAndre Williams injury and a Landers Nolley injury that is going to make tonight harder than it should have been, that's, you know, that's just unfortunate circumstances, but here we are.
It is, and then the one player you get back is Avo, which is, you know, I hope he shines tonight. But it is, you know, there were of those three players, we didn't think Jaden Lawson was going to be back. We didn't think Jaden was going to be back. So, and those two are also out. But of the three who were questionable, you have Alo back, and you have two of the best, whatever, three players on the team, whatever you want to, however you want to count it, who are still out. So, you know, hopefully they can figure out a way to win anyway, perhaps with, you know, some texts from Rashid ringing in their ears and leading them to victory.
You think he's doing some pregame consulting right now?
He's doing some pregame consulting by text. Exactly right.
My position on Alex Lomax is well documented, but, like, even I can acknowledge when you're this shorthanded, anybody helps.
Oh, no. They played a true walk-on against East Carolina. It would have been better to play Alex than him. The problem with Alex has always been, when Alex plays, it's never 12 minutes, it's 28 minutes. Like, that's always the problem. When Alex plays, Penny draws up the last play for him to win the game. Like, when it's, you know, if you have Alex in the proper role, it's just he's never in that role. And so, therefore, I go to better, you know, not have him at all in that circumstance. But he very clearly would have been useful at the end against East Carolina to bring the ball up. You know, they turned the ball over against the press. Well, you know, he would have been helpful in that way. So we'll see. And then I am interested in terms of the fan base. I heard you talk about that earlier. And you can't tell necessarily from, you know, watching a game what the fans are thinking unless, you know, they're to the point of some fan bases that, you know, in the end are booing their own team or something. And that's not going to happen here, nor should it, nor do I wish it on anyone. So that's not, you know, it is a very loyal fan base and tends to be incredibly supportive. But it is interesting to see how, because the big difference, you know, when I wrote after Josh Pastner lost to East Carolina in 2016, when I wrote it's over, what had happened was, yes, he was losing now to East Carolina and to Tulane that year. But it was also just everyone had given up on him. And that is not the case here, right? That's very clearly not the case. There are people starting to give up on him. But it's not a desolate arena. It's not, you know, we're not to the state of apathy. I do wonder the way things have gone, even heading into this game. What's it going to be like? It's a chilly night down here. Obviously, COVID has changed attendance anyway. Like, even that the Cincinnati game that felt like a big crowd. I heard someone, I think it was John Martin, talking about how, you know, there were 14 or 15,000 people in that building. It sounded loud. It was a great crowd. It looked great on TV. But the turnstile count was under 8,000. And so will that start to leach away? I don't know. So I'll be interested in terms of just what the atmosphere is like tonight, coming off of the, as you point out, series of disappointments that this program has suffered through lately.
I do think the tone has changed among the fans. I mean, I'm not, you know, sitting there scrolling through Facebook or living on message boards or any of that stuff. I don't have the time for it or the interest in it. But, you know, I am on Twitter, and I see that. And there was a time where we could fairly and accurately be critical of the program or what was happening. And fans would push back on it, even if it was 100% correct. Like when I said Memphis should not play James Wiseman, this is stupid, fans bombarded me as if I were saying something crazy. I think all of those fans now agree with me, but in real time, they were so passionate about Penny and so passionate about their Tigers that they didn't want to hear anybody criticize a decision that school was making, even when it was a perfectly reasonable, and not only perfectly reasonable, totally accurate point to make. I think now we reach the point where you can say, as Jeff Calkins, it is a circus. The latest example being Rasheed Wallace being pushed away from the program because of his vaccination status. And Memphis fans don't disagree with you. I mean, there's going to be somebody out there.
It's even worse than that, or not worse than that. It's at least on Twitter, and Twitter is not real life. Let's
right.
be clear. Like,
yeah.
Real life
yeah.
is more supportive than Twitter.
Of
but
course.
Yesterday, I tweeted out. I tweeted out first a quote from Jalen Duren saying something to the fact that, you know, Rasheed was great for the short time he was here, which made it clear he was leaving. And then I tweeted out the quote from Penny saying that he did not foresee him being back on the bench. I didn't call it a circus. I just tweeted out the two things that were said in the press conference. And the overwhelming response, now some of it is from national types and whatever else, because people retweeted it beyond Memphis. You know, Jeff Goodman retweeted it, or, you know, Brendan Quinn retweeted it. And so, but the overwhelming response was, what a circus. Right. It wasn't me saying what a circus. I just tweeted out what happened yesterday, and the response is, what a circus. And some of that is from Memphis fans who are sick of the circus. And so there's no question. I mean, I opened up the phone lines on my show on Monday, and for the first time ever, I had callers saying Penny should be fired. You and I both agree. Should not be, will not be, certainly this year. But now that's something you hear from the fan base. Again, it's a minority of the fan base, but you hear that from the fan base. So has there been a shift of tone? Of course there has been a shift in tone.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So DeAndre Williams out, Landers Nollie out. And Memphis is still listed as a 6.5-point favorite. I just won't bet against the Tigers. I just won't do it.
Right, right.
But you would, yes. But like,
this is one where I would, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not going to do it, but I want to, you know? I mean, how are they going to cover a 6.5? How are they going to cover that number without two of their top three players? They struggle with everybody when they're this shorthanded. Yeah.
You know, they were also good enough to be up 19
in
the first
you're right.
half.
Yeah.
On East Carolina before they lose focus or whatever else. And I will say they have played their best when they are, you know, locked in, when they know it's a big game against Alabama, against Wichita State, against, you know, against Cincinnati. Like some of it really is, Penny says this, they lose focus. Some of it really is that. I'm not predicting they're going to win, but if you see the Imani you saw in the first half, you know, against East Carolina, if you see Jalen Duren, like, Jalen Duren's better than any other player on the floor, you know. So, you know, not a lot of players at SMU going to be playing in the NBA. And so I can see it, but I wouldn't predict it.
Right. I mean, Memphis still is going to have on the court tonight at least three and maybe four players who are legitimate NBA prospects. That should be good enough.
Should be good enough.
But it might not be. But it might not be. It might not be, though.
Home court, yeah, all of that might not be, but we'll hope. You know, we will hope. I'm hoping that I honestly, if they lose, I don't know what to write anymore.
Right.
You know, so you know, I let John Martin write about the Rasheed Wallace thing yesterday. I'm like, I don't need to do this. You know, I don't have the stomach for it, and so so here we are. But that was just too bad, because I really did think, like, this is big game, critical time. If DeAndre Williams could play, he would be playing. You know, I do believe that. If Leonard Nolley could play, they would be playing. And I obviously, you know, they're too hurt to be playing.
And the 6 o'clock tip doesn't help either, because whatever that arena is going to look like, it would look better with a 7 o'clock tip. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I mean, I'm back right now. I walked through, you know, half an hour ago before I got on the call, and no one was there yet. But now I'm in the back in the media center, so I don't see what's going on there. But, yes, people will trickle in. As we go along here, 6 o'clock tip does not help. But it'll still, I mean, I'm sure it'll be a nice crowd. It'll be loud. It'll be, you know, hopeful. And, you know, people are still, you can still talk yourself into this team. And it's still Penny Hardaway out there. And I believe till the end, like, it's funny to come in and think about what the end of the Larry Finch thing was. Because I was just dropped into that, because I had no real history with the program. I covered his last season and a half. And he had been here so long that a lot of the community had turned against him as a head coach. But there was still, it's still Larry, you know, Finch out there, who was beloved. And I think it's even more so with Penny, maybe because he hasn't been here as long as a head coach or whatever else. He's like, it's still Penny Hardaway. And he is beloved. And if he gets fired, he'll still be Penny Hardaway, and he'll still be beloved. Like, all of that is true. And so when it's Tubby out there, it's easier to turn emotionally on him. Because, let's be honest, people didn't really like him to begin with.
Right.
And so, but when it's Tubby, when it's Penny out there, you know, there's people are going to, they're going to give up on him because they're exhausted by it, and they don't want to get their, you know, get their emotions tangled up in it anymore. But not that many people are really turning against him. Most of the really mean things you see on Twitter, there's some other fan bases who didn't like him to begin with, you know?
Right. Memphis fans are frustrated. They're not turning on Penny as much as they're just frustrated by the circumstances. The Tubby Smith thing, I think people just clocked out eventually. Like, it wasn't that people had turned on Tubby. They just, like, you know what? I don't care about this anymore. Like, I don't know these players. I don't know these coaches. The team is...
Yeah, wake me up when it's something else.
Yeah, yeah, that's where people got... Like, I had friends who were season ticket holders and would be like, oh, I didn't even realize they were playing tonight. I mean, that's where we got with Tubby Smith. And I do think at the end, sure, there were some people who just wanted Memphis to win because it's Memphis, it's my alma mater, it's whatever. But there were some Memphis fans who were like, I don't mind when they lose, because every loss means we're closer to somebody pulling the plug on this, and that is ultimately what I want. If we have to lose every game the rest of the season to get rid of Tubby Smith, then I'm willing to do that. With Penny, I don't think we'll ever get there. I think people will forever want Penny to be the guy who gets this turned around, want Penny to be the guy to take this to a special place. You know, time will tell whether he can do it, but I still think we are very much in a place where however many people are in that building tonight, they want desperately for Penny and these players to get it to a good place. They care, and they want to be enthusiastic about it as opposed to frustrated by it. I guess that's my point.
100%. I believe that 100%. They want to be back in. They want to believe. And they don't like seeing bad stuff happen under Penny. Honestly, they don't like seeing bad stuff happen to A-Lo or whatever, anyone. Like, it's a very frustrated and disappointed fan base. But they haven't turned on him emotionally in the way that, honestly, like even at the end of the Josh Pastner era, they had on Josh. It's still Penny Hardaway.
And you're exactly right. Like, I've been obviously critical of Alex Lomax, but, like, when he, you know, wildly misses a layup at the end of the Tulane game that you know, cost Memphis an opportunity to win, you didn't see a single tweet from me. I've made my position clear, but I'm not out there celebrating his failures. I don't want bad things for Alex Lomax. I want great things for Alex Lomax. So, like, even tonight, if he plays, I would love for Alex Lomax to be the star of tonight's game and Memphis win. And if he's not and he plays poorly, I won't jump on Twitter and goof on it. I don't, like, what kind of person celebrates another person's failures? You know, once the microphone's on, it's my job to talk about this stuff as well as I can talk about it. But I'm not out there celebrating anybody's failures. I don't want anything but great things for Alex Lomax, Penny Hardaway, and that program in general. So hopefully tonight is a step in the right direction. We'll see. Go get settled in courtside.
All right, see you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Can I make you feel a little bit better about your Vegas trip getting canceled?
Sure.
Adele has postponed her Vegas residency indefinitely.
I just saw that. While we were doing 444 segment, she announced in tears.
In tears. I watched the video. It was a tearful announcement that it's postponed.
A tearful announcement from Adele. To be clear, we weren't going there for Adele. Like, I don't love Adele that much. I respect her. She's a beautiful singer.
Of course.
But, like, we weren't going to Las Vegas for Adele.
Gotcha.
As much as...
you were going to get tickets.
100%. We were going to the show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But we weren't going to Vegas for Adele. We were going to Vegas and, oh, by the way, Adele's here. You want to go? That's what we were doing.
Dude, imagine all the people who just got there today. Because a lot of people take off work on a Friday, you know, for a long weekend vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Now, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They can give you your money back for your tickets. They ain't giving you money back for your hotels.
No.
And your money back for your flights.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know how I feel about this, Adele. Because let me tell you, if you watch the video, it's not like my band's got COVID.
Look what just happened.
Yeah. It's like we've been working on this and we can't get it together. Then, hey, let me know 2 weeks ago.
You got to make this announcement on Monday, at least. Monday at the latest.
Let me know about this. Don't wait till I landed in Las Vegas.
No.
To make your announcement, Adele.
Yeah, that's very, very late notice.
She's out there begging people to go easy on her.
That's.
But does she deserve for anybody to go easy on her?
Oh, I don't know.
You got it when that.
I see, like, what you did.
When
there.
I was out there at the CBS Sports Classic, and this was like, there's nothing you can do. But in the arena, there were like Ohio State fans there, even though Ohio State had to pull out because they had a COVID outbreak. And these Ohio State fans were still there at the game because they had already got there.
Oh, my God. This is just like all the Memphis fans that went to Nashville for Memphis UT.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Adele might as well be whoever on the... I don't want to say any names. Adele might as well be Rasheed Wallace.
it would be more understanding. Like, I'm not trying to pile on Adele. She seems like a nice enough woman. But she was like, we've had supply chain issues and we haven't been able to get it together. Feels like she's known for...
In the first show tomorrow night? The first show's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Come on, Adele.
Feels like she's known for a while that this probably wasn't coming together properly. You should let people know before they get on a plane. There are people in Las Vegas right now who flew there for tomorrow night's show, And now they have no show to go to.
There are also a lot of people, GP, who bought those tickets through third-party vendors that are not going to get a lot of money back.
Well, they'll just reschedule. I would assume they'll just reschedule.
I think they'll reschedule.
And then your ticket will be good for the, you know, first show whenever they reschedule it.
Yeah, but I mean, what if you're already there? You're not going to go back. I mean, maybe you will.
I guess you will.
If you spent all that money for those tickets, yeah.
You can go to StubHub and see what these things are going for. If you spent that kind of money on those tickets, because it's like a Dell in a 4,000-seat place, uh-huh. You know? The tickets are, the demand is high and the supply is low.
I know a mutual friend of ours who bought a ticket the night that they became available and resold it just to make some money.
We tried to. We failed miserably at that. So we were reduced to messing around on StubHub. And I'm glad we didn't pull the trigger on it when we were about to pull the trigger on it, because now we'd be just holding tickets, having to go see Adele another day. She should have let people know.
She should have let people know. I mean, again, Adele, great singer. I'm a fan, but this was a misstep. You messed up here.
You can't wait till Thursday afternoon.
No.
To let people know your Friday night residency is off.
No.
I'm not going easy on her.
Don't go easy on her.
I was willing to go easy on her. She asked, and I was willing to do it, but no more. And I'm not even somebody who was adversely affected by her tearful cancellation Twitter video. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. For example, you could take the Titans this weekend. If the Titans win, you could turn $5 into $150. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL than FanDuel, which is America's number one sports book. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and when you win, you can get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you already have a FanDuel account, you should know that FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend's going to get $50 too. So don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Gary while signing up. Just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary. Pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. That's G-A-R-Y at FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey at 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back.
Score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Plus, you can earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and more. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Knotfest Roadshow is back. Preservation of the modern man. March 22nd, FedEx Forum. Featuring Slipknot. Plus special guests In This Moment and Ginger. On sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Visit KnotFestRoadshow.com for more.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a new year, and that means time to make your customers happy in 2022 at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Happy, happy is easy to do with our great savings. I've got a take-your-pick that will knock your socks off. How about a 2022 Kia Forte LXS or a 2022 Kia Sportage? Your choice, $199 per month.
Forte's $27.99 due at signing, and Sportage is $34.99 due at signing. Plus, all Gossett Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
Plus, a 2022 Kia Sorento 359, only $34.99 due at signing, and all 36-month leases. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Sportage, and 702-7277, MSRP 25460, Forte, NE 44-2833, MSRP 21980, Sorento, NGO 990119, MSRP 35340. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, plus finance through KMF, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 2/3/2022. Dealer stock only.
If you are trying to sell a home, get in touch with the only real estate agent I would use if I was going to sell my home. It's Josh Heisaw on the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. It was a person who recently sold their home with the help of Josh Heisaw, was nice enough to leave a Google review. Here's what they wrote. Said it was great to deal with Josh and his team from listing to closing. Said he was going to recommend Josh to all of his friends and family. Said that everything fell into place seamlessly because of the experience and diligent help of Josh and his team. That's a Google review from a client of the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. And if you want maximum convenience, understand, Josh can make you an instant cash offer for your home. No showings, no nothing. You want an offer? You want an offer for your home without showings? Josh Heisaw will make you one. 461-8147 is the number. Again, if you're trying to sell a home, use the agent I would use if I were going to sell mine. Josh Heisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHeisaw.com.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24-7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Here at Frank's Red Hot, we've put together a completely exhaustive list of essentials that will bring everyone together on game day. Number one, Frank's Red Hot. Number two, wings. Okay, it looks like that's it. Frank's Red Hot. I put that shit on everything.
Melissa Cookson is a 7-time barbecue world champion. You should know that by now. But here's the new news. She just opened the Barbecue All-Stars Barbecue Superstore. It's in South Haven. It's 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, seasonings, just anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. A section of the store, it's dedicated to cooking classes, including a large area for in-person cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. You can learn more on the website at the BBQAllStars.com, at the BBQAllStars.com.
Y'all
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the two out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out.
Memphis SMU coming up 6 o'clock inside FedEx Forum. Going to be able to watch it on ESPN2. Tigers are still holding steady at either a 6 or 6.5 point favorite, despite reports that neither Landers Nolly or DeAndre Williams will play. Big Bet Bennett, I don't have it in my heart to bet against the Tigers. Could you do it?
No, I won't bet against them.
Are you confident that they can cover that number?
No.
Shorthanded. I'm not either.
Absolutely not. I'm sorry.
Here's what's interesting about this is that, you know, KenPom has a projected score of 80-74. 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in theory, includes DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolly. So the number hasn't moved, despite reports that neither is going to play. If I wasn't emotionally attached to the University of Memphis, mm-hmm. I'd probably have to take SMU plus the 6. Like, that's a... Memphis still has enough talent to win the game, but what we've seen of Memphis without DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolly is not... We could agree on this, right? Not encouraging.
No. No, I can never bet against the teams I support. It just, I can't bring myself to do it, and I will not do it.
Yeah, like, I never bet against the Mets, you know? Like, I could.
And you could have won a lot of money doing
that. I could retire if I would just be willing to bet against the Mets. I could retire, I could stop doing all this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And just relax and sleep like a normal person, but I don't bet against the Mets. In fact, one time I accidentally bet against the Mets, and I texted my guy, and I was like, delete that for me,
mm-hmm.
because you know I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it in my heart.
Makes watching the games not fun.
Yeah, like I don't want to root against.
You watch the games to root for your team.
Yeah, like even in gambling in general, I often, and this is not a smart approach, I would not advise anybody to do this, but I bet on what I want to happen.
Of course.
Like, hey, I want this thing to happen.
That's how Vegas wins, man.
I want this thing to happen, so I will bet on that.
Yep.
It's not a great approach.
No, it is not. It is not, GP.
So I will not try to exploit SMU plus 6 with Memphis shorthanded, but I can certainly understand why other people not might. That's a big number against a quality team when you're missing. I think we can reasonably say they're missing two of their best three players.
You mentioned that's a quality team. What quad is this if the Tigers were to get a win tonight? Do we know that?
I believe it's a quad 2 win for Memphis.
Okay, so good. So solid win if they get it tonight.
Yeah, let me double check that for you, though. I believe it's a quad 2 for Memphis. And the way these quadrants work, the circumstances are different depending on what team you are.
Mm-hmm.
So for Memphis, it's a quad 2 opportunity, and for SMU, it's a quad 1 opportunity.
Got it.
Because Memphis is 71st in the net, and a road win over a top 75 team is a quad 1 win. SMU is 65th in the net, and a home win over a team that is between 31 and 75 is going to qualify as a quad 2. Here's the problem for SMU. If you beat Memphis in the moment, it's a quad 1 win, but then Memphis probably falls out of the top 75, at which point it turns into a quad 2 win. So it probably ultimately, even if SMU wins it, it's not going to be a quad 1, it'll be a quad 2 because it'll push Memphis. Did you see this thing I tweeted the other night about Texas?
Yes.
And Kansas State?
Right.
This is how goofy this whole system is. Texas lost to Kansas State a couple of nights ago, but picked up a quadrant 1 win because earlier in the season, Texas won at Kansas State. Kansas State was outside of the top 75 of the net, but two nights ago, Kansas State won at Texas, and that moved them inside the top 75. So Texas taking a loss to Kansas State at home actually gave Texas a quadrant 1 win. I mean, I don't think it actually helps the resume because it's a loss, and losses aren't good.
Right, right.
But this is true. When that game tipped off, Texas had 0 quadrant 1 wins. Then Texas lost at home to Kansas State. And when the net rankings updated, they had a quadrant one win because they had earlier in the season beaten the team that just beat them at home. The only way, this is true, as weird as it sounds, the only way Texas could have gotten a quadrant one win on Tuesday night was by losing to Kansas State.
Wow.
That's the system we're operating with in college basketball. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook's hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. You bet $5, you can win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. You want to take the Titans? You can take the Titans. You want to take the Bengals? You can take the Bengals, but it hurt Bennett's feelings. You want to take Tampa Bay? You could do that. $5 on any team playing this weekend in the NFL. And if you get it right, you're going to turn $5 into $150. Just got to go sign up. FanDuel Sportsbook. And make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL than FanDuel, which is America's number one sports book. It's easy to use, safe, and secure. When you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you already have a FanDuel account, you should know that FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend gets $50 too. So don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet. You can do it this weekend. Just got to use promo code Gary when you sign up. That's promo code Gary at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users filled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Maddie Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Maddie understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Maddie and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 and win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. You already know I'm going to be rolling with the Titans and the return of King Henry. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs on an America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, no worries, because FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, when you sign up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus is $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Finally, a flashing dashboard light that's good news. There's a new Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers in Olive Branch, where you can experience friendly, trustworthy service and get all your auto needs met in one convenient place. Stop by and enjoy amazing deals like $20 off our full-service stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change and $100 off a set of four tires. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, now open in Olive Branch on Goodman Road near Popeyes. We take care of your ride so you can enjoy the drive.
Do you have knee pain? Stiff, swollen, achy knees? If so, it could be osteoarthritis. See if you qualify to take part in a clinical research study with the opportunity to try an investigational oral product for pain associated with osteoarthritis. To take part, you must be 18 to 64 years of age. Call CNS Healthcare at 901-843-1045 to schedule a no-cost assessment and learn more about an oral pain relief option available through this clinical research study. Compensation up to $550 may be provided to those who qualify. Call CNS Healthcare at 901-843-1045. That's 901-843-1045. Or visit cnshealthcare.com for more on this knee pain research study.
Get in on the ground floor of something really big.
Come to the Southland Casino Job Fair this Thursday.
Apply, interview, and get hired all in the same day.
When you do, you may be eligible for a $2,000 sign-on bonus.
Come to the Southland Job Fair this Thursday, January 20th at the Lander Center in South Haven. Get more info online at dn.careers/Southland.
Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Yeah! How you feeling?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM bossy, ESPN.
Get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
You don't have to spend a lot to get the best in shutters and blinds. All you have to do is call Affordable Blinds, which has tons of options to choose from for the perfect fit for every window in your entire home. They have high-end options without the high-end cost. Most of the products, they aren't just American-made. You know how important that is. American-made. Made in the USA. Not just American-made. Most of the products are actually made right here in Memphis. And when you order, you don't have to wait months. You ever done that? Hey, finally figured out what I'm going to get. All right, let's do it. All right, cool. We'll have it ready for you in 4 months. You don't have to wait months. Not with Affordable Blinds. They got the fastest turnaround time in the Memphis area. They have plantation shutters, blinds, all types of shades with motorized options are available. And financing is available too. So, you want to finance? You can do it with Affordable Blinds. A couple different ways to reach them. 901-753-5822. That's via phone, obviously. 901-753-5822. Or you can go to the website. Learn more. It's affordableblindsofmemphis.com. That website, affordableblindsofmemphis.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the breaking news right in the middle of the show. Adele has postponed her residency.
Oh, man. Crushing.
Adele!
I was texting Connor, because you know Connor's going to Vegas this weekend, too. And I was like, bro, please tell me you did not go, you're not going to Vegas just to see Adele. And he was like, no, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, we were just going on this weekend, and we were like, hey, Adele's residency starts that weekend. We should probably go to that. Like, we went and saw Lady Gaga's residency a few years ago in
you
Vegas.
You said that was good, though.
It was great.
Yeah.
But we didn't go to Vegas to see Lady Gaga. We were in Vegas, and Lady Gaga was there, and we said, okay, we'll do this. So if you got any people who are in Vegas right now for Adele, the bad news is Adele is not performing this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's off. She just announced it. Tearfully announced it on Twitter. Can I interest you in Tool? Because Tool's playing tomorrow night. In Las Vegas?
I would 100% go see Tool in Las Vegas.
I used to love Tool when I was a kid.
I used to love them. I'll still mess with them every now and again.
I haven't heard a Tool album in forever. But
what's that song? Parabola? Love that song.
Tool was great.
Man, they were, yeah, they used
they're playing
to really
T-Mobile Arena, in the, you know, because we were going to Vegas. I was looking at everything that's happening in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Tool, tomorrow night, Saturday night at T-Mobile.
I wonder how many Adele fans would go to the Tool concert. Maybe a handful. I bet there's a handful.
There's got to be somebody around our age.
Maynard's got a nice voice.
He really does.
Yeah, he's got a nice voice.
He's a really interesting guy.
He's a friggin' weirdo.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, like now he's like owns a winery and stuff.
Yeah.
He's got an interesting story, that old Maynard Keenan.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if you can't go to Adele, maybe you'll go to Tool this weekend, Saturday night at T-Mobile.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Tigers SMU inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Quadrant 2 opportunity for Memphis. Quadrant 1 opportunity for SMU. SMU comes in 13-4, but just 2-2 in the first two quadrants. They got two quadrant 3 losses as well. Mustangs 10-2 in their past 12 games. Lone loss in that stretch. It came against Cincinnati. They've beaten Dayton. They've beaten UCF, Vanderbilt, UNLV. They're 69th at KenPom. Tigers are 45th at KenPom. 6-point favorites tonight, even though DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolley not going to play. The total is 152.5. What are you doing, Big Bet Bennett?
Listen, I'm not going to do it, but if you out there listening want to take SMU plus 6, like I'm not going to call you an idiot.
That's a big number against a top 75 KenPom team when you're missing two of your three best players. How about this? Let's just leave it at that.
Yep.
It's a big number against the top 75 KenPom team when you are missing two of your top three players. But perhaps the Tigers can cover it. But it's a big number.
It's a big one.
When you're missing two of your top three players. Tip schedule for six, you can watch it on ESPN2.
What should I watch on TV?
Can I interest you in True Story with Ed and Randall?
What?
True Story with Ed and Randall.
Well, who are they?
Ed Helms.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Randall Park.
Who's that?
He's Randall Park.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you'd recognize him.
I want to look it up.
So Google him.
Yeah.
So here's their new show.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Episode one dropped on Peacock TV today.
Okay. I know Peacock.
Okay.
I think Ed Helms must have signed like a deal with them or something.
Like some sort of NBC Peacock deal.
Yeah, he's like on everything that they do. Oh, yeah, I know Randall. Yeah, you know. I like him. I like him.
Okay. So here's what they do. It's kind of an interesting or weird concept. Ed Helms and Randall Park. Like they've got producers who like find these people, normal people, who have ridiculous stories.
Okay.
And then they get these people in front of Ed and Randall, and these people tell Ed and Randall the story. So let me tell you about this time. And Ed and Randall are hearing it for the first time and reacting for the first time. But they have actual actors and comedians acting out some of the scenes from this person's story.
Okay.
So as this person's telling the story, it might go to you're watching a scene with some comedians or actors you're familiar with, and they're acting out the story while Ed Helms and Randall Park are listening to it for the first time.
Oh, it's kind of like Drunk History on Comedy Central.
That's what I thought of as well.
Uh-huh.
Can I interest you in it?
I'll take a gander.
It's on Peacock TV. Episode one dropped today.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, little buddy John Martin had a column at DailyMemphian.com about all the stuff connected to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.